actually eventually achieved platinum record status. And those guys were old. The Stranglers were known as an old band in that punk rock world. I mean, Jet Black, their drummer, he might have been like 40 when that came out. And I'm not saying that to be facetious or anything. He was born in 1938. Yeah, so he is currently 83 years old. So he's 83 now, and that came out 45 years ago. 40, right? I know, I'm yammering my way towards 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, I have to do a radio and a music calendar. I'll probably do it after 11 o'clock because I have another set of music I really feel the desire to get played. I'm just trying to think, do I want to do it before the calendar or after? You know what the answer is? It's before. So the calendar will be sometime after 11 o'clock because in 4 minutes, I only have two of my four songs played in this next set of music because Tom reached out to me at WRCT request and he said, Mockster, you're playing a lot of drummers, singing drummers, or bands who had a song that maybe the drummer sang a song. And I hope to God you have the Beat Farmers on that list. And I admitted, I did not actually have the Beat Farmers on that list. I don't know where my brain went. So that's why I rely on you guys to be my brain and help me out. So let's play some Beat Farmers with Country Dick Montana singing vocals.
I rode into town on a crippled horse, got fired from a cattle drag up north. The ropes of the gallows was swinging in the breeze. All the wanted posters had pictures of me. I got my Colt 45 right by my side. Oh, I'm the California kid. I hope you're quite prepared to die. Tied what was left of my horse to a hitch. Walked into a saloon they called the Busted Bitch. I ordered up a whiskey. He asked me for my bread. I paid him 2 bits and then I pumped him full of lead. I got my Colt 45 right by my side. I'm the California kid, I hope you're quite prepared to die. A lady of the evening was eyeballing me, staring down from the balcony. She walked up to me with gunpowder breath. The ace of hearts was bleeding from her hip. I dragged her upstairs by her lower lip. I got my 45 right by my side. I'm the California kid, I hope you're quite prepared to die. Alright, lay down. She undid my boots, she untied my jeans, she untied my tubes I had tied in my teens. About that time the front door was kicked in. Well, there stood some scumball all covered in sin. He said, that's my woman. I said, that's no lie. I blew a hole in him just as big as the sky. I got my Colt 45 right by my side. Oh, I'm the California kid. I hope you're quite prepared to die. Oh, I'm the California kid. I hope you're quite prepared to die.
and this girl, we've been falling in love beneath a quarter moon, beneath a quarter moon. Me and this girl, I've been living above on a road called Oppenheimer. Tall on the roof, there were stars in her hair beneath a quarter moon, beneath a quarter moon. Me and this girl, we were going somewhere on a road called Oppenheimer. We've been working it out, we got a long way to go, we got a long way to go. Me and this girl, we've been having it out on a road called Oppenheimer. Me and this girl, we've been getting it on beneath the quarter moon, beneath the quarter moon. Watching it go till it's all the way gone on a road called Oppenheimer. Today's gonna be today, and the time's gonna be right now. No, I'm never gonna fall for anyone else but her. And the place is gonna be right here on a road called Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer. Beneath the quarter moon, beneath the quarter moon. Me and this girl, I've been dreaming above on a road called Oppenheimer. Tar on the roof, there were stars in her hair beneath the quarter moon, beneath the quarter moon. Watching it go till it's going somewhere on a road called Oppenheimer. And the day's gonna be today, and the time's gonna be right now. No, I'm never gonna fall for anyone else but her. And the place is gonna be right here on the road called Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer.
Something you'd say, that sounds like something you'd say, that sounds like
From Billy's Live Bait, that is Gear Daddy's here on the Viva Lamont radio program. With the drummer singing, he wrote the song, he sang the song. Had to throw that one in there. Before that, some 16 horsepower from Folklore with a single girl, Beet Farmer. Wait, did I miss? Oh, Old 97s before that, actually. Old 97s with Oppenheimer from Fight Songs. And then I played some 16 horsepower doing Single Girl, and then I started the entire set with some requested Beet Farmers from Tales of the New West, because Country Dick Montana, he was a drummer who sang as well. California Kid from that album. Is it weird I remember where I bought most of my albums? Is that just weird? Do I have to go back to that mental health PSA? I remember buying Tales of the New West back in the 1980s up at School Kid Records in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I remember those things. I do remember it's 9 minutes past 11 already here on WRCT. I have a mock coming up, and I'm my goal is, if there is a mock coming up, it is a Johnny Taylor mock. So I'll just throw it out to the world. I have one song ready for the mock, so it could be a one-song mock, but I'm hopefully to find at least three more songs to make it an official mock. I think I can do it. Yeah, Johnny Taylor going under the mock light tonight. But it is just past 11. It's 10 minutes, actually, past your 11 o'clock hour. And it's at this time I have to do you. I have to, but I want to do you a music and radio calendar. Start things off with the radio calendar. Let you know some things going on around town, some things that are happening. Tomorrow, right here, right outside my window, is the Oakland Pop Festival. It's happening at Schenley Plaza. Tomorrow, you can experience a full day of free live local music with 10 artists across two stages, showcasing the best in Pittsburgh's music scene in the heart of Oakland. Again, it is happening at Schenley Plaza here in Oakland tomorrow. I don't have a time, so just tomorrow, just show up, find out. Sounds like fun. I'm going to be in New Kensington tomorrow, so I'm going to miss it. So please, why don't you go and tell me what I missed? Because it sounds like a good time. Also, ending tomorrow is that exhibit I've been telling you called Mousetrap at the Silver Eye Gallery in Garfield. Mousetrap uses that metaphor, where they use the metaphor of the mousetrap to describe images to lure viewers into spaces and ideas that they might not expect. At the end, you want to wonder, who's the mouse and what is the trap? On display now through tomorrow at the Silver Eye Gallery, 4808 Penn Avenue in Garfield. More information at silvereye.org. Also ending this weekend, Liberty Magic brings a brand new season of Magicians, celebrating and elevating the art of magic. Married performers, the Evansons, are presenting Second Sight. The Evansons are one of a few couples in history who have mastered the artistry of two-person telepathy. Yeah, Jeff and Tessa, they engage the audience while they perceive birth dates, personal information, serial numbers, dollar bill, things like that. They might even name one of your distant loved ones, all while blindfolded. Again, the Evansons are performing now through Sunday at 811 Liberty Avenue with Liberty Magic. For more information, trustarts.org. ...820 Liberty is actually... that gallery is showing Simply Divine, a retrospective of Danny Divine, which showcases the thought-provoking, uplifting, and joyful and playful works created by the late Pittsburgh native Danny Divine, with He was a graffiti writer, a muralist, a photographer, a printmaker, a painter, and a mentor. It's on display now through June 12th at 820 Liberty Avenue downtown. And I'll tell you, on the side of Trace Brewing in Bloomfield, there's a huge graffiti mural, and it says Danny Devine, which I think is pretty awesome. Again, more information about that at trustarts.org. And I haven't told you about this in a while because you're like, I know about this monster. I know about it. But don't forget about the Pittsburgh Banjo Club. They do their regular rehearsal each and every Wednesday at 8 p.m. at the Allegheny Elks Lodge on the north side. That is on Cedar Avenue. There's music, there's food, there's refreshments available. It is a banjo club, but you don't have to be a member of the club. You don't have to play the banjo. You just come out and enjoy the music as they perform the popular music from the 20s and 30s during their rehearsal. Reservations. We do want reservations in the COVID's worlds. So please make those before Wednesday by calling 412-321-1834. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, you can send us the details at least a week in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. How about we turn to some things happening in the rock and roll and or just music world? It's not always rock and roll, is it? Tomorrow, Wednesday, the 23rd of April, Delamitri is performing up at Jurgles in the North Hills. Big Phil and Friends is at the Thunderbird in Lawrenceville. And the Redlines are doing an EP release show at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's tomorrow. Mustard Plug Plain Club Cafe on Sunday evening. Jay Thurber, WRCT's own Jay Thurber, will be hosting the rock and roll at Arsenal Lanes on Sunday. Mastodon over at Stage AE on Sunday. Lars Fredriksson comes to town playing the Craft House down in the South Hills on Monday. Pedro the Lion at Mr. Small's on Thursday the 28th. I, the Moxer, will be down at Arsenal Lane spinning 80s and 90s music on Thursday. On Wednesday, the 27th, I forgot to mention that, at Arsenal Lane's Dumplings will be performing, part of the Rock and Bowl series. Cat Power in town on next Friday, the 29th, at Mr. Small's. The Wire Riots are playing the Black Forge Coffee House up in Mount Oliver on Friday as well. Girl Talk doing a Stage AE show on Saturday, the 30th. Paul Luke at the Club Cafe on that same day. The Way Down Wanderers are at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater in East Liberty on Saturday the 30th as well. Neil Hamburger is coming to the Thunderbird on Monday the 2nd of May. Sum 41 at Stage AE on the 3rd. The Cottonmouth Kings are at the Craft House on the 4th. Carpool is performing at Roboto Project in Lawrenceville on the 4th. Japanese Breakfast at the Roxian on the 5th. Bertha and the Bells doing a show at the Summer at Frick Clubhouse on Friday the 6th. MC5 will be at the Thunderbird that night. Now you heard me. The MC5 is at the Thunderbird that night. Lit is at Jurgles on Sunday the 8th. And let's give you a couple more shows. How about Local H playing at the Thunderbird on the 10th? Chris Trapper of the Push Stars at the Club Cafe on Wednesday the 11th. Sick of It All at the Craft House with Agnostic Front on the 11th as well. That's it. That's enough shows, right? For now. Also on the 11th, you know, maybe it's the 17th. I don't know. It's coming up. It's in May. Well, let me just wrap up the music calendar. That's my WRCT music calendar. If you are in an event, you're in a band, you want to promote that band, Send us those details, again, at least a week in advance, to music-calendar@wrct.org. Let us know what you're doing, where you're playing. Tell us some details about that. You can hear the radio and the music calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, just like you do now, on the Viva La Monk radio program at 11 p.m. Now that that's out of the way, I can tell you, coming to Arsenal Lanes, actually. I forget where the guy's from. He's not local. He's an out-of-town boy. Ben Dehan is his name, and he's coming in May. I think the date is the 18th. I'm pretty sure the 18th of May. It's a Wednesday. I just got a hold of his latest release, and I want to play something for you so you know what it's like. So you might go, you know what? Let's go bowling that night. It's Rock and Bowl. Why not? That's what I always ask. Why not? It's the Viva La Monk radio program. Why not? It's 88.3 FM. It's WRCT, Pittsburgh.
I wake up every morning trying to recreate the past. I want to spread my wings and disbelieve it's gone. A lover in my ear whispers, don't embrace the fear. Breathing meaning back to life as days go by. And I'll wait with you as you wait for me. It's always just me and you. It's always just you and me. Surprisingly and uninvited, you let the light in through my guarded windows. In the tomb that was my room, like a fever pitch sung melody. In the wild of hope, you gave me room to breathe.
lost in some little part. What are you on? Can I have some? Oh, if you're not dark, I don't believe it.
Thank you. crazy heart, we got him. Crazy as a fox, crazy as a well-educated fox. Crazy as your Uncle Bob, peaches, pears, and apple pie. I care for you and you care for I. Apple, apple, peach, and Cupid. Our crazy hearts sure ain't stupid. Sensational.
Waitresses by suggestion. Yeah, Bill reached out and said, Moxer, I'm really digging what you're playing. Could you throw some Waitresses in there? I went back to the I Could Rule the World If I Could Only Get the Parts EP. Which technically the A side of that is their song Christmas Wrapping, but that was a live version of a B side, which is the title of the EP. I Could Rule the World If I Could Only Get the Parts. Chris Butler wrote that one. I'm more than happy to play it for you. Played some half Japanese in there for a title track from their Crazy Hearts album. Also Sparks, 1974 is when the Propaganda. I don't know how you want to say it. Gala, whatever. That album came out, and in celebration of Earth Day, I wanted to play that one because it's Never Turn Your Back on Mother Earth. Have you seen the Sparks documentary? I've heard good things about it. I have not dedicated the time to watch it yet, but it's on the list. I have a list, and that's on there, and it's pretty close to the top. Superchunk in there from their brand new album called Wild Loneliness with If You're Not Dark, and Ben Dehan from New Nostalgia. He's coming to Arsenal Lanes. Oxen Hill, the name of the track from that EP of his. He's playing Arsenal Lanes on Wednesday, May 18th. I invite you all to put that on your calendar. Speaking of calendars, I got to remind you that whether you're a young pup or a seasoned hound, there's a class for every interest at Animal Friends University. At Animal Friends, you can actually take a class about for or even with a pet. They offer summer camps for kids, cat massage classes, canine behavioral training, and so much more. You can find out more at thinkingoutsidethecage.org, thinkingoutsidethecage.org. My name is Paul. I am the Moxster. The goal is to have a mock coming up here soon. That's what we do. But I've got so many requests. This has been such a great show, and I appreciate all the requests. I've had requests from, I'll name drop all of you. Tom, Bill, Gar. People, I don't know your name because we don't talk about names. You're just like, could you play this? I had a caller calling who's a big fan of the TV show Better Things. And he was telling me the story, which I thought was interesting. He's like, oh yeah, for their theme or their title track or whatever, they've been playing John Lennon's Mother. He's like, why did they not go with the Kinks? Seriously, the name of your show is Better Things. Why would you not pick a phenomenal Kink song? So instead, he picked a phenomenal Kink song for me to play. For you. It's Better Things. It's Viva LaMock. Pull this one off of Give the People What They Want. It's WRCT.
Hoping something better comes tomorrow. Hoping all the verses rhyme and the very best of chorus as to follow all the doubt and sadness. I know that better things are on the way. Here's hoping all the days ahead won't be as bitter as the one. something better comes tomorrow. Hoping all the verses rhyme and the very best of choruses too.
I know tomorrow you'll find better things.
Jason Faulkner wrapping up that set of music. Went back to his Can You Still Feel album with Eloquence. Jason Faulkner, well, I'll tell you that in a second. But before that, some Amoeba Teen. They have a brand new disc out. On the Big Stir record label. And Melody Told You, the track I played for you. Jellyfish in there. Jason Faulkner, a one-time member of Jellyfish. Not on that album, though, Belly Button. Belly Button, the big hit album, The King is Half Undressed. The big hit, actually. I went there. And then, speaking of big hits, how about some Kinks? I think it's a big hit. Maybe it wasn't. Went back to Give the People What They Want and Better Things by Request. Which gets us to where we are now. Which is coming up on the mock, but I have another set of music I want to play before the mock. We do indeed have a Johnny Taylor mock happening at the time I play it, I guess is what I'm going to have to say. I don't know. I can't give you a definitive time. Soon, though. I do want to remind you that Spac Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Spac Brothers offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour, or actually, they do use unbleached flour in their dough. I didn't want to mislead you on that. Spac Brothers is committed to safety during this ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment as well as contact-free pickup. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, you can look up their website, SpacBrothers.com, SPAKBrothers.com, or their phone number, 412-362-SPAC. That's 412-362-7725. How about we just get back into music? I mentioned I was going to play some Foo Fighters. Yeah, nothing that Taylor Hawkins was singing on. Don't know if Dave Grohl actually played drums on this version of this song, but I've always loved their version of the Jerry Rafferty classic, Baker Street. So I'm going to play it for you. That's what I do. Still taking requests at WRCTRequest@gmail.com, or if it is a Friday night, you can call me live at 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. We'll play this set of music. I'll talk a little bit more, and then we'll get into a Johnny Taylor mock. How's that sound? Foo Fighters, Baker Street.
Sure. light shining. I'm a wild light, blinding bright, burning up all alone.
From his Meet Glen Campbell album, Glen Campbell doing a Foo Fighters song with a Times Like These here on the Viva La Mach radio program. And before that, what was it? It was the Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters doing their version of Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street. Yeah, kind of a short set of music. It was two songs. It was like 8 minutes long, but it was still a short set of just artists. To wrap up, because it gets us to here where we are now, right? Roughly the top of the hour here in WRCC Pittsburgh, where we have to get to a thing called the mock. That's what we do each and every week at this time on this very radio show. Before I get in the mock, I do want to remind you that Attic Records joined you in supporting WRCT. Now, Attic Records is located in Millvale. I think they're right there on Grant Street, if I know my Millvale streets correctly, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs. With no collection too big, no collection too small, you can actually visit Attic Records there on Grant Street in Millvale, or you can call them up at 412-821-8484.